up.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Let's just measure quickly your road rage levels here. Sherlyn, out of 10. 10 being fuming, 1 being passive driver. Where would you put yourself?
Maybe like a 3 or a 4 on a bad day.
All right, Sibs.
Maybe a 5.
5, Brad.
I'd say a 3.
Ramiz?
A 6.
I'm about a 9.
We actually believe you.
Yeah. It depends if I'm going somewhere or returning from somewhere. Mm. Going somewhere,
yeah.
I'm a 9.
Yeah.
Mm. Returning, I can be a 1.
Mm. Very chilled.
That's a very good point.
Mm. Yeah. So have you ever witnessed, and this happens more than you think, two oaks in a road rage incident. One oak has bumped another guy. Yeah. They get out and have a fight on the road. Have you
like
ever seen
physical
that?
Fight.
Physical fist fight. I've seen it about 4 times in my life. You drive past and these oaks are smashing each other.
I haven't seen it live, unfortunately, but I have seen videos of men getting into it.
And you don't know what to do because you don't know if you should stop and help or you're just going to get smacked. You don't know who's wrong or right at that stage. Mm-hmm. So this is what happened, right? So Wafi gets in touch, says, listen, husband was involved in a road rage incident last night and ended up in a fight in the middle of the road.
A fist fight.
Fist fight in the road. Boom. But husband's quite frisk, so husband beat the other oak up.
Ah.
Yeah. And then what do? You just get back into your car and you continue on your way.
Yeah. Do
also
you exchange?
Like who decides when the fight is over, when somebody is down?
When you submit, you give up, put your hands up. And then when do you... Flag. At what point do you exchange insurance details?
When does that happen? Do you both then kind of shake hands and...
I don't know. I've never been in that situation.
Not everyone ends in an accident, though. So I think if there's no accident, you like, after you drop the oak, you just get back in your car. Okay, that's me then. I hope nobody saw that.
So this is the wife saying, now, it's a husband involved in this fist fight in the road, little altercation. He definitely beat the other oak up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I'm phoning as the guy that got beat up to phone the husband. Okay. Brace yourself.
Well, this is his side of the story, but he says the guy cut him off and they were at the robots and he threw him a zap and told him to F you. And this guy just apparently got out the car. So he thought, well, he can't sit in the car. He might as well just get out as well. And it just escalated from there.
Get a badge again?
Hello, is this Barry?
Yes.
I found you.
Yes.
You broke my nose last night.
Yes. How's your nose?
You think you can play with the big boys, eh?
Yeah, well, then you must drive properly, man.
Will you pull a zap at me?
Yeah, you bloomin' cut me off, you moron. If you can't trip and drive, then you deserve another clubbing. I'm telling you now.
You weren't so brave last night when you had your frickin' hands in my mouth, eh?
Yeah, well, that's good.
You're a fighter. Since when do you put your hands in my mouth?
Well, you done gone dry properly, you moron.
Since when do you fish hook me, eh? What do you think? Are you an angler? like you hooking me and reeling me in from the ocean?
Good, listen to me. You better shut the up because then you must come around to my place and then I'll talk to you. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
And I gave you my address, number 30. Right. Come, buddy. You must come.
What time are you going to be home?
I'll be home at 5 o'clock. You know, then I'll break your face this time.
Yeah, you think your hands are getting all busy up in my face. I'll show you what my hands can do. What were you trying to do with your hands in my mouth? Were you trying to pick my teeth?
Listen, pal. He's like a girl, man. Listen, yeah, I gave you my address. You know where it is.
We are going for round 2. Okay.
I'm gonna tear your jaw right off your face.
When you wake up, your clothes are gonna be old fashioned.
You can't even breathe properly, man.
Yes, I know, I'm battling here.
Oh, shame.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
Holy 5 o'clock. I'm laughing at you with your nose, buddy. You sound like blooming Pumba. Bring it. So you know what? Get.
Let's make it 6 o'clock tonight.
Done. Bring it.
And you remember what I said? You don't call any canonies in Benoni, all right?
Absolutely.
It's me and you, one-on-one, fair fight.
Yeah, bring it. Bring it, you moron, bring it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the one who can't drop properly. You got medical aid.
Hey, shut up. You know what?
You got medical aid. You're going to need it.
Don't plan any meetings for tomorrow. Because you're not going to make them.
Bring it.
6 o'clock tonight, it's on.
Yeah. I'd just like to know you got my number, though.
And know the tow truck drivers, and they can trace any...
Canonies. Oh, you're a big boy now, eh? Canonies, connection.
Yeah, and they can They can trace...
Scared.
They can trace any number plate in this town.
Listen, pal.
You know that I'm a cage fighter.
Whoa. Yeah, clearly, you got, the way you hit, I don't think so.
In the ring, they call me the Rash. Because only a good cream will get me off of you.
You look like you're more of a kindergarten teacher or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Lovely.
Tonight, 6 o'clock, 30 road, it is on.
Okay, ciao, bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, look, now I'm going to patch a call through from you to him, and I want you to make a plan with him for 6 o'clock. Let's see what he says.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, baby. Listen, Mandy's just given me a call. She wants to know if we want to pop in for a drink tonight. About six. Just for a drink.
I'll see my dad, and I'll go home, and I don't know if you want to go from work straight to Mandy, and then from there come to me.
No, man, I'll meet you at your place, and we'll go together, because then we can go to soccer straight from there.
Yeah, we can leave it, but I'll put 6 to go to Mandy.
Okay, well, then I'll see you there at 5 to 6. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. That's fine.
What?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
I think he's hoping the guy's not going to pitch.
Hello?
Hello, Barry.
Yes?
Listen, I just want some directions, please.
Use a Garmin or MacBook or something, you chop.
Direct me to your demise.
Say that again?
Direct me to your demise.
I mean, off, man. I gave you the address. Fine, let you chop. Hello?
What is going on? Who is meeting you at your house at 6 o'clock? Is this the same guy from last night?
Hmm? He was pulling. That's a lot. I've always said to me, women, who want to blitz him.
Gee.
I'm going to pummel him, I'm telling you now.
You know who he's bringing his backup?
F off, man.
He's bringing Wackhead Simpson.
Oh, you Wackhead, you are you. You man. It's 45 degrees and my body's sitting at 105.
All right, who wants to take on the Rash?
I can't.
You know, when a guy invites you to his house to finish off the fight, you never go to the house. You know he's packing a certain skill set that you're not going to be able to match.